And finally today, it is the long-awaited return of our favorite season. No, not spring. It's just as joyful, but more delicious. We are talking Girl Scout cookie season. We all have our personal favorites, and maybe you've even gotten into arguments about them. But when it comes down to it, which are the best of the best?
People have very strong opinions about Girl Scout cookies.
That's LA Times food columnist Lucas Kwan Peterson. He recently put together what he is calling the conclusive, unassailable rankings of Girl Scout cookies.
I think we all have that memory of getting a bunch of boxes, someone coming door to door, seeing the table in the parking lot at the grocery store, and it really kind of triggers this sense memory for a lot of people.
Kwan Peterson knows the results of his test will be controversial, but he says that's part of the fun.
The purpose of these is nothing if not to start fights with your friends and coworkers. So that's, if I've done that, then mission accomplished.
So what makes a great Girl Scout cookie, according to Kwan Peterson? He has ranked them by two criteria, overall taste and how good they taste frozen.
Eating Girl Scout cookies frozen is the best way to consume a Girl Scout cookie. And actually, some of the cookies that are not maybe like God tier, S tier cookies, when they're room temperature, take on a new life when they're frozen.
So which cookie came out on top? That would be the Samoa, also known as Caramel Delights.
You've got the chewy caramel, and you've got this crunchy cookie, and then you've got this toasted coconut flakes strewn over, and then you've got the little chocolate racing stripes and the chocolate on the bottom. There are so many different levels and so many things going on with this cookie. I don't think you can honestly say it's not the best Girl Scout cookie.
Tagalongs, also known as peanut butter patties, came in a close second, with Do-Si-Dos rounding out third. And the ever-iconic Thin Mint had a fourth-place showing overall. But fret not, Team Thin Mint. Your favorite, okay, our favorite, was the winner of the frozen test.
Some kind of magic happens there in the freezer, and suddenly the Thin Mint is just like a really delicious, refreshing. Maybe it like highlights the mint in some sort of weird way.
Wherever your favorites land on the list, you may be wondering, where can you get these treats while staying safe and socially distant? Kwan Peterson says start by visiting your local Girl Scout Council's website.
There will be a link, and you can go to the online shop. And if there was a family or a girl that you traditionally had bought cookies from, get in touch with them, because that girl probably has like a personalized link that she can send you, and you can buy the cookies online so that that person gets credit for them.
That was Lucas Kwan Peterson, columnist for the Los Angeles Times food section. You can see where your favorite cookie places on the list at the losangelestimes.com. And if you're feeling inspired, you can make your own list. We won't judge. Well, maybe just a little.